Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Rich Galen is our guest, our good friend. Mullings.com, that's his website. You check it out. You'll want to subscribe to his twice-weekly cyber column and see what he's got going on. From time to time.
You're like Edgar Bergen. How do you do all those voices?
No, and it's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, I'm more
really,
talented than you ever knew.
That's really a talent.
Because obviously I couldn't get another person to actually say those nice things, right?
That's what I mean.
That's the point he's really making, folks. In case you didn't get that, he was throwing off on the sentiments there. I think
on the bumper.
Yeah. So all right, Rich, we're wrapping up our 4th of July show, and I don't know anybody I'd want to do it with besides you.
You too, pal.
So. Let's talk about some of the wonderful blessings in our lives. I have 2 children and 4 grandsons. You have a child and at least 2
granddaughters.
Two granddaughters. I have, my daughter is a super nurse. She has a cape and everything. My son is a police officer and a SWAT commander, as you know, an Iraq war veteran. But they gave me my 4 grandsons, hurricane, tornado, crash, and train wreck. I think about this day, and I wonder about their lives the rest of the century in America. And you, what do you think about
it? Well, I think we have to be optimistic about that. And that's really maybe at the basis of what makes an American an American. We are ridiculously optimistic about the future.
Pathologically.
No matter how bad things are today, we kind of say, okay, we'll work through this. We'll get through this, and it'll be better tomorrow because we raised good kids. We're going to trust the future to them. They're raising good kids. And we can look down the road and say, America is still going to be America. We don't have to be the only successful country in the world, but we're going to be amongst the most successful countries, mm-hmm. and people are going to want to come here, and we could get the choice to pick the smartest and the brightest to help us keep doing that. But I really think it's our optimism, Jim, that is the real engine of
America. That's that ideal. That's one of those ideals.
Yeah.
No question. I mean, when I think about your son, you've been with me now for almost 20 years. I feel like I helped raise him, and now he's gone out and carved out his own place in the world. And from nothing,
and
from whole cloth. He went to California, carved out his own place from whole cloth. What a story.
And you know, I always said he's
in spite of
smarter,
they've done this in spite
smarter,
of us. Better
looking,
he's
the only thing he got from me. His smarts from his uncles and his good looks from his mom. The only thing he got from me is his hairline.
That's funny. Well, no, I do think about this about the future for them, and I my only concern, Rich, is not what the world will be for them, but how they will take it. And my big concern, it's a real concern, is I fear that they don't regard history as much as they should. It's not a cliche that if you don't know history, you'll repeat it. You're doomed to repeat the mistakes.
Doomed to repeat it.
The mistakes.
We were talking about that earlier, that we have to be better at teaching history in junior high and high school, when kids are starting to understand, as you said, that everything your parents said may not be 100% right. There might be another way of looking at issues, so that by the time they get into college, they're not shocked to find this out.
Right.
But they've been used to it. They've trained on it, and they're ready to make their own decisions.
Well, that's exactly right. And so I with my grandsons, they're just young enough that when I'm with them, they're kind of captive audience. They can't really go anywhere. So they have to listen to me. They got no choice. And so I'm pounding it into their heads every time I get a chance. I'll tell you a real funny, quick story. We were walking through the woods one time with my two older ones. They were little guys. And I was talking to them about this tree and that tree and this rock formation. And all of a sudden, my second grandson said, "Poppy, can we just walk and not learn?"
One time my son said, "Do you know everything?" I said, "This is the smartest thing I've ever said." "No," I said, I know 80% of everything." So for the next 40 years when I didn't know something, I said, "Well, that's part of the
20%. 20%. Aaron, the same kid, we were fishing. He said, "Poppy, how do you know so much about fish and you're not even a fish?" God bless our kids and our grandkids. Hey, Rich, thank you. I'm thankful for you, too. Happy 4th of July.
Happy Independence Day.
Rep Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy birthday, America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.